The USA women's soccer team wins and advances to the semifinals, and Serbian tennis player Novak Djokovic was defeated, ending his quest to win an Olympic gold and all four Grand Slam titles this year. It is day seven of the Olympics in Tokyo, where Japan has extended a state of emergency through the end of August due to record high numbers of COVID-19 cases. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco joins us now from Tokyo. Hello.
Hello.
So the U.S. women's soccer team played the Netherlands today. This game was really important, Mandalit, and it was a nail-biter. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, it was very important, and it was a bit nerve-wracking all the way to the end. The U.S. did win, but if they had lost, they would have been out of the Olympics and would have had to go home. They played the Netherlands, which is ranked fourth in the world, the European champions. They tied 2-2 and went into 30 minutes of overtime. The game ended with a penalty kick shootout, with one of the team leaders, star Megan Rapinoe, scoring the fourth and final goal for the win. Now, the U.S. women's soccer team now advances to the semifinal, playing Canada on Monday. This team is top-ranked and hopes to become the first-ever reigning Women's World Cup champions to take Olympic gold.
Wow. Well, the U.S. women's basketball team played against Japan last night. Tell us about that one.
Yes, well, the U.S. was able to continue the winning streak they've had at the Olympics since 1992. The women won for the 51st straight time.
Wow.
I was one of the very few people in the stands. You know, there are strict COVID-19 regulations. The U.S. team ended up winning with a score of 86-69. Sue Bird told reporters that they always make playing the game look easy, and this game proved it's not. Her teammate Asia Wilson scored 20 points and 10 rebounds during the game. And here's what she and the coach Don Staley said in the press room.
Japan is a tough team to play against, just their style of play, always has been.
Japan is always a team that is very competitive, and it's going to take us out of our normal things like a post player or guarding a post player. But when it comes to Japan, we have to guard the guard, so made us kind of keep us on our toes, but we really played to our strength and our talents, and we got the win, so happy with that.
So Asia Wilson and Coach Staley say they were able to continue their domination of women's basketball, but that the rest of the world is starting to catch up. They next play against France.
Okay, and track and field starts today. What are the big events we should be watching over the weekend there?
Well, for one, Javon Harrison. He's competing in both the high jump and the long jump, which is very rare. He'll be the first man to represent the U.S. in both events since Jim Thorpe in 1912. And for the first time since the Games in Athens in 2004, Usain Bolt will not be on the track. There are new sprinters hoping to be the fastest man in the world. Ones to watch for in the 100 meters are Trayvon Bromell and Ronnie Bakers. In the 200 meters, watch for Noah Lyles. And also from the U.S., Michael Norman is a medal favorite in the 400 meters. Allison Felix is running. She's been at the Olympics since 2004. She's already got 6 gold medals and 3 silvers, and she could surpass Carl Lewis's track and field medals. Jacari Richardson is not here at the Games, but the one to watch in the 100 meters is Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce from Jamaica. She's faster than any woman in history except for Florence Griffith Joyner. In addition to all that, there's a new event at the game, the 4x400 mixed relay. That's 2 women and 2 men.
Okay, well, lots to watch. It is exciting on so many fronts. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco in Tokyo. Mandalit, thank you so much.
Thank you.